CBSi and the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs. Some days ago, the Chinese Communist Party offered a peace plan, Xi Jinping's peace plan, to end the conflict in Ukraine. At first, the rejection was uniform from NATO to Moscow, all the capitals of Europe, the United States. Then Moscow, within 24 or 48 hours, said, well, we'll study it more closely. Or as the Kremlin spokesman, Mr. Peskov, the Kremlin said on Monday that a Chinese peace plan on Ukraine that urges both sides to agree to a gradual de-escalation and warns against the use of nuclear weapons should be analyzed in detail, taking the interests of all sides into account. The quote from Mr. Peskov, we are paying a great deal of attention to the plan of our Chinese friends. Of course, the details need to be painstakingly analyzed, taking into account the interests of all the different sides. This is a very long and intense process. Gregory, what's the game? How does China gain from this?
Well, China gains credibility as being the power broker in this, because it's clear that Washington and London cannot be the brokers of a peace situation here, because they have a vested interest in seeing the war continue. And in fact, have been very, very active about accelerating that war. So it had to be some, shall we say, independent party. Not that Beijing is really independent, but Beijing needs to enhance its credibility as a major power capable of bringing about peace. Now, the reality is that the Chinese posture is, you know, blah, 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 blah. It's really saying anything you could get kindergarten students to put together. But what it does is it gives all of the players a fig leaf of legitimacy as to why they should say, okay, well, we'll sit down to these talks. It gives everybody, it gets people off the hook, including Kiev and Moscow. Now, there's some belief because of certain political agendas in Washington and London that the Brits and the Americans don't want to get into that situation. They're happy to fight to the last Ukrainian. But the reality is the impetus for continuing the conflict is not there anymore inside Ukraine. And Russia obviously has a great urge to settle this situation along the lines of the present occupation so that they would retain the Donbass, a lot of the areas south of the Donbass and linking up with Crimea. So basically, Moscow is hoping that a settlement or a conference or a ceasefire would just preserve the present lines of occupation. And Kiev is just hoping that they will be able to get out of it with some shred of dignity. Now, the reality is, and I've been getting a lot of feedback over the last week or two from Ukraine, is that there is virtually no energy left to continue the fight. We've got a lot of young Ukrainian men who have not yet been called up into the Ukrainian armed forces, who are now paying a minimum of $5,000 each to get out of being drafted. So this is widespread. I mean, you'd think that if a country was under that degree of threat, whether it was Britain during World War II or whatever, you know, you it would be the exception rather than the rule for people to try to avoid conscription. That's not the case anymore in Ukraine. People are saying, what are we doing this for? We're even getting people in senior levels of the Ukrainian military and intelligence services, blaming the whole crisis getting out of hand on President Zelensky and the Americans, frankly, for pushing this. So that's really getting interesting. So the Ukrainians have a need to get a pause, to regroup politically and in morale terms, as well as militarily. But the reality is that we're looking at coming up with a de facto line of control which separates what used to be East and West Ukraine. Now, the Western Ukraine.
We have 30 seconds, Gregory. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, so basically, we're going to see, I think, a face-saving settlement, not necessarily a permanent peace, but it will preserve Russian control down through Crimea, And the Russians know that, just demonstrated also that all of the new armor going into Ukraine is highly vulnerable to these loitering munitions. They took out one of the most advanced tanks in the world, the Ukrainian T-84. They took it out with very cheap loitering munitions, which were provided by Iran. So basically, this is a war which has become stagnant and has to be resolved. But the key is face-saving. And what Beijing is offering is a face-saving device.
Gregory Copley, I'm John Matt.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.